Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hello, and welcome to the Gates of Heaven. My name is Caleb Easton, and I'll be your St. Peter for the day. Congratulations on making it to heaven. Well, almost. We have a few routine questions for you before we let you in.
Huh. See, I didn't realize people played St. Peter. I thought St. Peter was just like a guy.
It's a job.
It's a job. Oh, okay.
St. Peter is a type addle. What the hell?
What?
Addle. Oh, my what? God.
Yeah, hey, JPC.
What the hell?
What the Aaron, hell are you doing up here?
Wait, what? Where's Aaron?
Where's Aaron?
Wait, we're dead? Okay. We're dead together, and Aaron's not here?
Did we die during a live show?
I mean, no fucking way, because Aaron, with her constitution, she would be the first to go.
Well, either she went to hell, she went to purgatory, or she's still alive? She's still hanging on?
Wait a second. Maybe it's one of those things where, you know, like we died at different times, but since we're like soulmates, we got to heaven at the same time or something. So what's the last thing you remember before you died?
Well, I remember for our live show, I set up a Mark Summers Double Dare-esque course. So I remember sliding down a mouthful of slime trying to grab a red flag, and then everything went black.
Okay.
Oh, can I posit something? Oh, go ahead.
Well, I was just trying to think of what my last memory was.
Oh, yeah. What's the last thing you remember on Earth?
My last memory was like you got super drunk and you were trying to slide in our hotel room. I'm assuming you put the bed next to the window. You were trying to slide out the window. And I think I rushed to stop you and you said, "Don't touch me. I'm Double Dare Rich."
Okay. Were you wearing
that was
a red
my last
shirt?
Memory. What's that?
Were you wearing a red shirt?
I may have been. I mean, that I'm wearing a red shirt now. Is that what you're cluing into?
Oh, I'm naked. Why am I naked?
Well, if you remember my memory.
I was drunk. I was totally drunk. Here's what I think maybe happened to Aaron. Maybe Aaron was smart and she has like TSA pre-check for heaven.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So like you don't have to go through this bullshit. So no offense.
Caleb, did you say it was Caleb?
Caleb?
Yeah, I'm not supposed to rush people. There is a line behind the two of you, though.
Speaking of rush, look who's behind us. Neil Peart. Neil, what happened?
You're not allowed to talk to any celebrities in line.
Okay, that's fine. Wow, that he's one after us. Well, you would think there'd be millions of common people. Well, common sounds rude. Million of regular. Well, regular is still a weird term.
I'm not supposed to tell you this, but you hit him when you slid out that building. What's up?
I landed on Neil Peart and I died first. That doesn't make sense. He must have strong shoulders.
JPC, maybe you had a question?
Maybe he's carrying like an instrument. Like, maybe you got speared on the instrument, and he just, like, well, maybe he died of grief
drumsticks.
Or something. No, I appreciate you, you know, enforcing the rule with us talking to Neil Peart, but we're also, like, I mean, we're like minor podcast celebrities, so if other people try to talk to us, I'm sure you'll enforce the same rule as well, right, to respect us,
we are,
correct?
We're quote-unquote celebrities.
I mean, I don't have that written down.
In the loosest sense of the word, can you check? Is there a list of celebrities that you have or?
I am looking.
Because I changed my name when I was 20, so I could be under a different name or just any.
Nope.
Can you search by the podcast maybe or?
Hey, Riddle is the name of our show.
Sorry.
Are you a listener? Are you a fan? Did you want a picture or something? St. Peter? Why are you rolling your eyes? Is there
Saint
sarcasm?
Peter, what was your thing? I'm so sorry. We're both dead.
Right.
We're both dead, and you are...
I feel no certain way about.
Yeah.
And you are?
My name is Caleb Easton, but I'm St. Peter for the day. We rotate shifts.
Oh.
8-hour shifts. I'm St. Peter right now.
You and St. Peter do? Or 8 hours? Is there 24 hours in heaven is my question.
Oh, yeah.
There's actually 30, and that's usually, I know, it's a bug in people's bonnet. It's too close to be, like, reasonable. I know, and I know that, and we get that note all the time.
The other big problem I have is that 30 is not divisible by 8. So these 8-hour shifts are all over the fucking place. Like, they're, I mean, it sounds like hell. It sounds honestly like, is this hell?
No,
that's good.
Is this a trick? Is this like some sort? It's a facade, and we'll kick down the gates, and it'll be flames behind it or something.
People always assume that, especially since the TV show The Good Place. Okay, sir, please don't kick the pearly gates,
sir.
Again, it's not guaranteed that you get into heaven. It's not guaranteed. Just because you're in line for heaven, you still have to pass this test. Since you guys seem to be buddies, I'll ask you these questions together.
Hey,
so,
hey, Caleb.
Yep.
This is just feedback. If there's a test involved, you have to be upfront about that, because I've just been kind of assuming this whole time. I would have been acting completely differently if I thought that there was still a chance that I could get into heaven.
Yeah, I would have been
back to beginning of script. This is exactly what I said when you arrived.
What's
hello, and welcome to the gates of heaven.
Give me that.
Hey,
hello,
hey,
and welcome to the gates of heaven.
Caleb, your
My
energy,
name is
by the
Caleb
way,
Easton.
Your energy is awful. You're never going to get people to be engaged with you and what you're saying if that's the way that you're delivering it. You need some pep. You need some oomph. Is there coffee in heaven?
Is there
coffee?
Dude,
I have to make quota, okay? And if you are the only two I get done in this 8-hour period, I'm screwed. So can you please?
Sounds like you're incentivized to just let us in. Maybe we get an instant pass. Is there a grading curb? Is there a curb?
Let's begin.
I thought it was curve.
What's the worst thing you've ever done? Don't lie, because we know.
I'm so sorry. Hold on, St. Peter. Hold on, St. Peter. I'm so sorry. It's grading curb?
If you're in Indiana, you just say curb.
So you pull up to a grading curb?
Sure.
Oh, okay.
Now, wait, Caleb, I just watched you take a sip of coffee. So you have had coffee.
Yeah, there is coffee here.
Okay.
You can't have any. You haven't been let in yet because you haven't passed the test. And if I'm being honest, if I was in charge, I would pull the lever right now and you'd be in hell. But
how does Neil Peart have coffee? How did Neil Peart get coffee? That's my question.
He's Neil Peart. I'm not going to not give him coffee. He's a celebrity. Sucks.
Looking around the line, Caleb, I'm looking pretty far back. I don't see any Muslims. I mean, just by optics alone. What's going on with that?
I know the optics look bad. That's just coincidence. None of them have died in the last 20 minutes. Which, like, you know, pretty good
seems
for
hard
them.
To believe. Yeah,
plus, I mean, hey, statistically, I think there's more Muslims in the world than any other. I mean, it just seems like there would be... Yeah.
So you're mad that they're having a good day with fewer deaths? You
no,
wish
I'm just
more of them were
me.
Dying?
Don't
looks.
Put this on me. I don't run this place.
What's the worst thing you've done? Don't lie, because we know.
Worst thing I've ever done? Probably... gun in my head, I'd probably say how I've treated you in the last 8 minutes, Caleb.
Now, does that count, Caleb? Because... is it since we died?
Oh, is it pre-death?
Like, do we get a free pass on everything we're doing right now?
No. All right, let's move on. What's the nicest thing you've ever done for a stranger?
Ooh. Probably land on Neil Peart, am I right?
Mm-hmm.
No offense. Yeah, I think Rush's music just
none
sucks.
None taken. Not offensive to me. I don't know why you would think of it. The nicest thing I've ever done. Oh, so there was one time where someone was at a stoplight and they threw a bag of trash. I think it was like a McDonald's bag out of their car window. And I walked up and I threw it right back in their car window and it exploded all over their car.
Very sorry, nice. I think you misunderstood the question. What's the nicest thing you've ever done for a stranger?
Okay, well, I guess the earth isn't a stranger then, because me saving the earth, I guess that's just me helping a friend? No.
Yeah. Caleb, I'd say probably the nicest thing I've ever done for anyone is, I guess for Hey Riddle Riddle listeners, I don't have boundaries, so I just let them walk all over me. That's kind of
okay.
Nice.
It sort of feels like a you. Yeah, okay. Scribble, scribble. Have you ever drowned a raccoon on your property?
Hold on. God's never going to be able to read that.
He
I
can
just
read
looked
everything.
At those. I looked at those scribbles. God's going to be able to read those scribbles? What
are
is God
sure
a doctor?
Are you sure you want to be insulting God right now?
Oh, we're insulting you, Caleb.
First of all, God would agree I'm insulting you, Caleb.
Read the gates.
No, he wouldn't.
He? Wow, Caleb. Wow. Okay.
I don't
make the
rules.
And there are no Muslims here in heaven.
Interesting.
You can't turn this on me. Did you ever have a podcast, and did it involve any of the following topics, discussions, or proper nouns? Whoa. Dating tips for men, exploiting true crime cases, Joe Rogan, dangerous diets, dangerous medical information, golf, men who like the sound of their own voice, white women making themselves the victim when it isn't about them, celebrity gossip that's boring, talking badgers, pop music, riddles, improv, or piss.
Man, those last four really fucked us because it was, well, now here's the thing, Caleb. Can one have a podcast? I mean, a podcast is bigger than any
Don't
one
Don't look
individual.
Around at everyone in the line sort
Neil
of
Neil Peart was nutty.
Let's pull the
Neil
audience.
Neil Peart thought that was smart.
He always giving us a thumbs up.
See? We killed him.
He's being sarcastic. You killed him and you think he's on your side? Unbelievable. Do you act with good intentions, or do you find yourself being malicious?
I act with good intentions until I snap, I guess.
1, 2, 3, 4, hate riddle riddles, clue crew.
Hey, if you like that, you are going to love the rest of the episode. Listen now at patreon.com/heyriddleriddle.